Good morning. 00 hours.
Mostly clear.
53 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
52 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
50 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Partly cloudy.
50 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Mostly clear.
49 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
49 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
49 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
50 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
55 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
61 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
68 degrees.
Thank you.
Good morning, 1100 hours.
Sunny.
72 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours.
Partly sunny.
73 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours.
Cloudy.
73 degrees.
KEA 4OK Mobile, we are up and monitoring. KE8OOK Mobile, we are northbound on 75 and monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours.
Partly sunny.
76 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
77 degrees.
KEA-OOK Mobile, we are up and monitoring.
KABRVP monitoring.
Again, please.
Hello, heard you throw your call out. This is Mike, KB8RVP.
KB8RVP, I think you said KEA-OOK.
Doing good, Bob. I'm located in Fenton. Just was scanning here and heard you throw your call out. Where are you located?
Well, I live in Flint Township, but right now I'm in Quail. I'll be heading back that way. I had an appointment up here, over.
Oh, very good. Well, it turned out to be a pretty nice day today. It was nice yesterday, too. Started out cold yesterday, but ended up pretty nice in the afternoon. Had a little bit of sunshine here for a couple hours here in Fenton, and looks like it's going to be cloudy now. How's it looking up your way?
Turn rain off.
Set with clouds moving up here around Fly. I came moving in around a full township there when I headed up this way about 1:30. And fortunately, even that's what's happening rain till Thursday. But, you know how that goes, over.
Yep, like they say, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute. Or wait a day. We've had a pretty good mix here in Fenton. all over the state, I guess. It's been, we had that cold spell where it was only in the 60s, and then we had a week and a half of 90s, and then back in the 70s and 80s. But I do like that we've been getting some rain off and on. Haven't had to water the grass or the plants. We haven't even had to hook the hose up yet this year, so that's a good thing. Yeah, you're kind of in and out there. I don't know if you can boost your power up a little bit or change repeaters, but hopefully as you go, you're getting closer to the repeater location. I'm assuming you're going through the Burton, the 3.8 KB8 RBP.
It'll get better if I get on the freeway headed south. We got to predict the weather, but boy, I tell you, out west of us, Minnesota and that, they got stuck like crazy, and they really got hammered with rain and tornadoes and winds and all sorts of stuff over.
Yeah, we're definitely pretty fortunate here. Like you say, they're getting floods, and right now they've got that hurricane going through the Gulf. Went to by the Virgin Islands yesterday, and it's going to be causing some big time damage as it goes across. So feel sorry for those people. But yeah, we're very fortunate here. You don't have to deal with a whole lot of that stuff. I mean, occasionally, like up in Mount Pleasant a few years back, where they had that flooding, and what happened to the lakes up there and up by Midland. And the dams got washed out, but we're pretty fortunate most of the time. All right, well, I got to get back to what I was doing. Just wanted to say hi, let you know somebody was listening out there, and have safe travels. We'll listen out for your final. KB8RBP.
Yeah, thanks. You have a good day, too, and a safe one. This is KB8OOK Mobile. We're monitoring. Stand by. KE8OOK Mobile, we're clear of this frequency.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 77 degrees.
KE8MWH Mobile. Kilo Echo 8, Mike Whiskey Hotel.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees.
KFABOK. KFABOK testing.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 73 degrees. VHF hub, disconnected. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 69 degrees. Good evening, 20, 100 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees.
Good evening and welcome to the Lapeer County Net. This net meets every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on a W8LAP repeater. This repeater is owned and operated by the Lapeer County Amateur Radio Association, and our repeater trustee is Mike Nichols, W8YRC. My name is Kevin. Call sign is KB8TAR. I'll be net control for this evening. At this time, are there any mobile or portable stations wishing to check in? Please call now.
Alpha Charlie 8, Foxtrot Juliet.
All right, good evening. Got you on the list. I got AJ8FT, if that's not correct, or FJ, excuse me. If that's not correct, get me in the next go around here. All right, any stations with announcements for the net, please call now. All right, nothing heard. Take your general check-ins now. Anyone wishing to join the net this evening, please call net control now.
This is KB8WGG, George in question.
N8LJN, Larry in Metamora.
N8BLC, Vicki in Lapeer.
Kilo Charlie 8, Papa November Lima, Lake Orion. Good evening.
KB8, that's yes. Terry in Lapeer.
KC8VHA Dick in Deerfield Township.
All right, good evening everyone. And there close to the end, we either had a double or somebody way out. I couldn't tell. On the list so far, AJ8FJ, KB8WGD, N8LJN, N8BLC, KC8PNL, KE8ZTX and KC8DHA. If you did not hear your call sign, please try again.
Yes, this is KE8YGV, Russ in Davison.
All right, Russ, you're the only other one I heard there, so we got you on the list. All right, let's go up to the top. Sorry I didn't get your name. AJ8FJ. Go right ahead, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR, correction, Alpha Charlie 8, Foxtrot Juliet, AC8FJ, Rich Portable. I am at the DBRA Scout Ranch for the week in Metamora. We have a specific Trail Eagle program where we have about 70 scouters from all over who are earning merit badges. We are offering 50, and some of them cannot be earned back at home in their hometown. So we offer them here with a lot of staff, and we are using the K2BSA Stroke 8 call sign. We also listed in the July issue of QST as a special event station, notifying everybody about our program. And one of the requirements for the scouts is they have a QSO on the net. If we can't get a hold of somebody at an HF because of the propagation conditions at the time they're here, then we call on this frequency. And so far, I'd like to give a shout out to KB8OOE Mike for assisting us yesterday with one of the scouters. With that, I'll return it back to net control. AC8FJ will be standing by.
Yeah, very good, Rich. I've talked to some of you guys in the past. It's been a few years now, but do you have HF frequency and or time that you need somebody to respond?
Yes, but it depends on our availability of when we can get on there. I do have specific frequencies, 14330, 7270, and 3840. I periodically check on there, but it's not anything guaranteed.
All right, roger that. Yeah, I can't monitor those all day when I'm working, but Very good. I'll listen. I'll make sure I keep the repeater on here the rest of the week as much as I can. All right, George, go ahead. Stand by Larry, KB8WGG, KB8TAR.
Good evening. This is KB8WGG. Well, it's been a very nice day today outside. In fact, it was beautiful. Wife and I and the granddaughter and my daughter all went to the grocery store, BT, over here in Flushing, and had pretty good times. Then we went out to eat, and everybody was happy. We all sat down and shot the breeze a little bit. Then the other granddaughter came over, so we were busy all afternoon. So it was a very nice day today for us and for company and for getting groceries. So we were doing real good today. Tomorrow is we'll go out to eat. Myself and a bunch of friends of mine, we always go out on Wednesday afternoon or Wednesday morning, whatever you want to call it. We eat at lunchtime. So we usually go to a different restaurant every week. Sometimes I don't go because I can't get into the restaurant. Very good. A couple of restaurants that have real steep getting into, and I do not do well in going into real steep places, and especially coming out of them. That's the problem right there. Okay, KBAWGG, I will be here.
Yeah, very good, George. You guys have fun tomorrow. All right, Larry, go ahead. Stand by Vicky, N8LJN, KB8TAR.
KBATAR, N8LJN, and everyone on the net, good evening. For Rich, on Trail to Eagle, I happen to be off this week, and I'm only a mile down the road from DBRA, so I would be happy to get some QSOs for your scouts. I can operate on all those three frequencies, and maybe after the net we could continue our conversation and see what would be good times for you. I am available immediately following the net. I'm just out here trying to program a radio. So that's about it. And Rose and I were off to Seattle last week in a combination of both medical training for her and I was the guinea pig. And so they evaluated me and added to my list of supplements and medications that I'm just overwhelmed with all of those. But sure it's going to be good for me, and got a chance to go to the Museum of Flight there at Boeing Field in Seattle, and being an aviation nerd, it was really fun, and got to even sit in the seat of an SR-71 Blackbird, so that was the fun for me, and that's about it for us. N8LJN, back to net.
Yeah, that's right, you guys were gone. We missed you at field day there, Larry. Actually, it was a pretty nice turnout. But yeah, the SR-71. I've seen one, but I've never got to sit in one. So that's very good. Awesome. All right, let's see. Vicky, go ahead. And I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to write down your name, but PNL, you're next, or you're standby. So Vicky, go ahead. N8VLC, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR, this is NACLC. Good evening, everybody. I finally am on HF radio and having a wee bit of fun with it. Kevin, I love the 13 colonies contest that you told me about, and I've got all but New Hampshire. And it's driving me crazy because I can hear everybody checking in, but I can't hear the operator at all, and on several different frequencies, and it's driving me nuts. But I think my furthest contact that I've had so far is Russia, twice, and this is all very exciting. I'm having a great, great time. I'm just kind of consumed with it, and I'm finding that washing dishes kind of gets in the way of my playtime. That's getting kind of annoying. But anyway, that's what I've been up to. That and the garden, as always, but that's about it for me. And ACLC, back to net control.
Very good, Vicki. I take that to mean you got the British station. It was a couple of years ago. I had them all except the British guy, and he could not hear me no matter what I did. So sometimes the bounce just isn't in the right spot. All right, let's see. KC8PNL, you're next. Stand by, Terry. KC8PNL, KB8TANA, TAR.
Yeah, KB8GIS in the net, KC8PNL, we're returning. Well, good evening from Lake Orion. This is actually my first time checking into this net from Michigan. The last time I checked in was a long time ago on All-Star when I was living out on Long Island. So now I'm back home and checking in through RF, so that's kind of fun. Hopefully the signal is good. The setup I have here is a Diamond X300 up on the roof. It's probably about 30 feet up, and I have a Kenwood TMV-71A, and Paul, I think some of you are familiar with him, maybe 8XL. He came down and we had a little antenna party here earlier in the week. As far as HF goes, I'm hoping to get that on the air soon. I know that by fall, things will be heating up again on the upper side of the HF spectrum, so hoping to get things up and going on HF by that time as well. 7-3-1 and all, thanks for having me on the net, and we'll look for you again, hopefully next week. KB8TIS, this has been KC8PNL, 7-3.
All right, I think you said your name was Ben, so I will, I'll go ahead and show you signed, and glad you made the net this evening. So yeah, the 50 and the 300 are pretty popular. I've got a 300 up myself. So very good. Glad you made the bet, and we're back in town. Terry, go ahead. Stand by Dick. KE8ZTX. KB8TAR.
KB8TAR. This is KE8ZTX. Welcome all, and thanks for hosting the net. Well, I spent the weekend getting the mystery antenna up so that Miss Vicki could get that on the HF. And it's kind of been like crack for Hunter Biden. I mean, she's done very well. Like I said, she's just missing one of the original 13. And she didn't get foreign stations, but she's been getting a lot of them around the world. And it seems as though it's working quite well, so it was time well spent. And one of these days, if I can get her away from the radio, I'll give it a try my own self. But we're having a good time with it, and it seems to be working out well. So that's all I got for the moment. Back to that, KE8ZTX.
Well, Terry, you might have to take up a different hobby, one that she's not interested in. So, very good. Glad you guys are up and running. Let's see here. Dick, go ahead. Stand by Russ, KC8VHA, KD8TAR.
Hi, everybody. Everything's going fine here. Like I say, it was a pretty nice day. Didn't get much accomplished, but it was a nice day anyway, and hopefully we have a good 4th of July. So, back to you, Kevin, KC8VHA.
Yeah, Dick, I had to go to work, so I didn't get anything accomplished either. So, all right. Glad you enjoyed the day. All right, let's see. Russ is next, and then we'll take a standby. KE8, YGV, KB8TAR.
Yes, this is KE8YGV. I've been spending some time the last few days fooling around with drones. I've got a small one with a camera on it, been playing with it a bit, and I saw one flying and demonstrated that is about as the size, about 4 foot by 6 foot, folded up, and when the armatures are out for the 8 sets of copter blades. It's quite a bit bigger, and it has liquid tank on it used for crop dusting. Pretty interesting technology. The systems are getting more fascinating. It was just a fun time getting some exposure to it. So that's about it. I'm excited to see some fireworks, and it's great hearing everybody tonight. Back to you, Kevin, Net Control. This is KEYGV, over.
Oh, yeah, you reminded me there, Russ. The grandkids said they wanted to come over to my house and see fireworks again this year, so Papa had to shell out some money for some sparklers. All right, we're at the bottom of our list for the first go-around, so we're looking for new check-ins. Any new stations wishing to join the net, please call me. I think there was a station on Echo Link. You're going to have to try again. It was garbled on my end. Try again, please.
KF8BOT, Eric from Holly.
All right, got you that time, Eric. KF8BOT, go right ahead. Your transmission, KB8TAR.
I just wanted to wish everybody a happy Tuesday before we head in towards the 4th of July, and just say hello to everyone. I've been programming radios all evening. Back to net.
Well, very good, Eric. Thank you for the check-in. Glad you made it. All right, let's go back up to the top. Let's see if Rich is still on frequency. And Rich, after I looked at your call sign, if you're there, AC8FJ, I recognized it from, I think, past years. So I believe we've talked before. All right, Rich, go ahead. Stand by, George. AC8FJ, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR, AC8FJ, yes, I'm here. I probably have done this the last 7 years. I just keep coming back and try to get them, I do teach the radio merit badge, but also I'm trying to see if there's any kind of inkling for these scouters to become a technician and take up the hobby. A lot of them, when they come, they don't know what to expect, and they're surprised at the variety of what you can do with amateur radio and what radio is in general, how our signals travel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not a fast course like other merit badges, but there's a lot of information that I convey to them and add a little bit more background to it all.
Very good, Rich. Back when my son was in Scouts, the radio badge is one of the ones I taught, or was a counsel for, I guess. And it was a good badge, so I agree with you. And glad you're there, and like I said, we'll hopefully people will leave their radios on and listen for the repeater a little more this week. All right, George, go ahead, stand by Larry, KB8WGG, KB8TAR.
This is KB8WGG. I've been watching this YouTube or whatever it is on a computer here, and some of the crazy truck drivers trying to drive underneath bridges. That guys are nuts. Anyways, all right. Today we only spent $150 at the grocery store, which wasn't bad because last week was 200 and something. So we must be letting up on the diet or something. I don't know. But anyways, it is, price of groceries is like going crazy. And you guys know that as well as I do. Around here, the price of fuel for your car, gasoline, whatever you want to call the stuff, it's up to $3.80 a gallon. So it's getting to be rather expensive. Although it is 4th of July weekend, so it's going to be a little bit more then, but it's still an awful lot of money. I can remember when it was less than $2 a gallon. In fact, I was working for the church or the school, one or the other, whichever way you want to call it, St. Robert's, anyhow. And the first time it went up to $2 a gallon, I only put $10 worth of gas in the truck. So I should know better by now. But anyways, that's the way it is. KBAWGG.
Yeah, George, I noticed it was creeping up as well. I don't pay too much attention to it because there's nothing I can do about it. I just get out an extra 10 or something to fill up the car. All right, Larry, go ahead. Stand by Vicky, N8LJN, KBATAR.
KBATAR, N8LJN, and Vicky, good luck on getting New Hampshire. I'm sure that's a bit of a challenge. And don't worry about the dishes. Maybe somebody else in the household can take care of that for you. Let's see. It's really good to hear Scott. I think that's the PNL. Scott, on the radio, I did hear your QSO with 88XL. It was either today, it was Monday, yesterday, when I was coming home around lunch hour. And, boy, you're just blasting it out. Your signal is super strong and very clear. So whatever you're doing, keep doing it. And, Jerry, kick her off the radio sometime soon and get out there on HF. It sounds like the scouts out at DBRA could use a little talking, too. So that's about it for me, and it's great to hear everybody again on the radio. And this is N8LJN. Clear.
I'm not going to get in the merrill of the dispute there, Larry. That's outside of net control's job description. All right, Vicky, go ahead and stand by Terry. N8PLC, KBATAR.
KBATAR, this is N8PLC. No, the dishes aren't going to get washed by anybody else but me. That's just all there is to it. He's more useful to me in other areas, and I really do owe him big time. He worked hard putting that antenna up just so I could get on that 13 Colonies contest. And what was also pretty cool is Monday, they were having their Canada Day contest, and I stumbled right into that one. Didn't realize what it was all about, and some guy from Canada told me about it, and then off I went. I just jumped right into that pool. And as I'm scrolling through all of the different bands and frequencies and stumbled into the parts on the air, so I figured that whole thing out and racked up a few. And I got a lot to learn about how I'm getting out there, because it seems crazy that I can get a park in Colorado, but I'm not getting New Hampshire. Or I got Prince Edward Island, but I can't get New Hampshire. They're like almost neighbors, so I've got a lot to learn about how the weather and everything else works and how my antenna is pointing and blah, blah, blah. So I'll learn. But it sure is a fun hobby. I'm going to send it back to Net Control, Kevin, NHVLC.
Keep in mind, Vicky, that it could be your style, height, you know, that kind of thing of the antenna on his end as well in New Hampshire. I think he said you couldn't hear him at all, so it could be all about what antenna he's running or which direction he's pointing. Now I forgot what else I was going to say. Yeah, there's a lot of factors in there, and sometimes you just cannot make contact from point A to point B. All right, let's see. Ben was signed. Terry, go ahead. Stand by Dick. KE8ZTX, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR, KB8ZTX. You know, I tried to explain to her that sometimes it's just the way things work. She was trying to get a hold of a guy on FODA in Seagull, and she says, why can't I get the guy in Gaylord, but I can get the guy in Colorado? And I said, well, it all depends on the landscape. But so far, it's been working out pretty well. And as far as me getting on the air and pushing her off the radio, the way things work, and we all know this, when mom is happy, everybody's happy. So I don't have a problem with that. And I'll just start getting on after she goes to bed. And then we'll see where it goes from there. But it's been a lot of fun, and so far worked out very well. So we plan to continue on and do as much as we can with it. So back to you, Kevin.
Terry, did you put up a vertical or a horizontal antenna?
I put up what's called a Mischer antenna. It's a dipole, it's horizontal. And it's multiband. And as per Lee, because I was worried about whether I was actually parallel, symmetrical, everything else like I should be, he said, don't worry about the small stuff. If it's offline a little bit or it's an inverted Z, he says, the guy on the other end is not going to know. And apparently not. It's been working pretty well.
Alrighty, I was just curious. Yeah, I can set up my portable vertical, but I have a off-center fed dipole up, and I put a dog leg in mine on purpose so that it's not so directional. But yeah, he's right. The little bends and kinks in it don't matter too much. So very good. Glad it's working for you guys, or for Vicky. It's working for Vicky, I'll say. All right, Dick, go ahead. Stand by. Stand by Russ, KC8VHA, KD8TAR.
S73, everybody, enjoy your 4th of July weekend and stay safe. Talk to you all later. KC8VHA, back to net.
All right, Dick, 73 to you, and I think our July meeting is next week, if I'm not mistaken. Second Tuesday, it would need be next week. So while I'm thinking about it, there should not be a net next week, and hopefully see everybody at the club meeting. Russ, go ahead. Stand by Eric. KE8YGV, KB8TAR.
Yeah, this is KE8YGV. Going to wish everybody a 4th of July and a happy 4th of July. I hope you all get some time off and to relax and a good barbecue. And call it a 73 to everyone and good night. Back to net control.
All righty, Russ, you have a good 4th as well. And let's see, we have Eric left on the list, and then we'll take another standby. KF8 BOT. KB8TAR.
KF8BOT. It's been a pretty good week so far. The weather was beautiful and got to spend some time with my son who's in Marines, who was up here on the shore vacation. So all in all, it's been a good week. But I'm looking forward to also spending way too much money on a couple fireworks and then going downtown and watching the fireworks on the 4th. But y'all have a good night. KF8BOT, back to Matt.
FYI, Eric, I heard everything you said, but your signal is, muffled, I would say. When you checked in, I guess it was last week, my memory is your signal was a lot clearer. Through Echolink. So if you changed microphones or maybe you're using the computer mic instead of a headset or something, I don't know. But if you change something, it's noticeable. I'll just leave it at that. All right, we're at the bottom of our list, so we'll have a couple standbys now. Any new stations wishing to join, please call Net Control now. All right, nothing heard. Any other rechecks or business for the net, please call now. All right, nothing heard. Thank you, everyone, for joining. Real nice net this evening. And remember to keep your radios on for the Boy Scouts, or for the repeater, I should say. And everyone have a great 4th of July. That's KB8TAR returning a repeater to normal use. 7-3.
Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 69 degrees. VHF hub connected to LaPierre VHF. Good evening, 22 hours, mostly cloudy, 70 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, mostly cloudy, 69 degrees.